Hello, Bullfight. Big Pizza Man here. It's been another adventurous day in Zimbabwe. It started off pretty slow. We ran the river full beaters to the park yesterday. We thought he may cross back over into the area we can hunt. And there's been a lot of sign in there, but it was all old, so we saw nothing. We cut the water holes that we found his tracks at yesterday. Nothing. Into another area we knew. Nothing. Went to what I call Bull Valley, which is where we had the first encounter with the three big bulls. We picked up our little local guide, and we're gonna hike to that water hole. It's up on that mountain. That's about 5 miles in. But he goes, oh, well, there's a road. It gets you much closer. Well, we drove the road, and it was about a mile and a half into the water hole, which is kind of at the edge of the territory the bulls were staying at. And we did a big circle around trying to cut a track, and we found tons of sign from yesterday. If we'd hunted there yesterday, the bulls had broken off from the herd they had joined, and they were back in there, but we couldn't cut a fresh track today. So we did about 8-9 miles of that, and went back to the truck, had a sandwich, and moved to another area. We get into that area about 1:30, and it's not far from the line we're staying at, actually, and we cut a track out of the way. There's a herd with a pretty good bull in it. So the guys go in. The sign from the road is from the morning. The guys go in to see how far they've gone or if we can cut some little fresher sign. And they're not in there an hour. They come back and say, you know, they're right in there. Let's go. And we get in there, and they start doing circles, and the wind gets a little goofy, and they wind us. So it takes us the rest of the afternoon to catch up to them. So about 5 o'clock this afternoon, we're walking, tracking. Edward and Mika, the two trackers, are in the front, and then Tim and I are right behind them. And Tim and I look up, all of a sudden there's a huge female standing 30 yards in front of Edward and Mika, about 32 yards in front of us. Ears flared out, just staring down at him. And Tim's able to whistle to him to stop. And he whispers back to me. I'm already got an arrow on, and I'm on string. Get ready. You know, he thinks she's going to come, and we discussed this situation earlier because we were going in with her with females, that if she charges, I'll have to take a frontal shot, and, you know, or watch him shoot her, whatever. So I'm on string, get ready. I pull the bow up, and we slowly back up Edward and Luta, and she holds her ground. She doesn't charge, but her ears are flaring. She's real agitated. So we kind of in a standoff there for about 5 minutes. And then she starts to, can't figure out what we are. She can't wind us at that point. The wind is in our favor. So she's throwing sand up, throwing agitation and breaking stuff and stomping. And then I feel that all too familiar breeze on the back of my neck, and they take off. So each herd acts differently. The other herds have been taken off and not stopped running with the females and young ones in there. They only go about 100 yards, and Tim tells me they're going off, they're listening for us, they're waiting for us. So they make a big circle and get on the backside of them and get in. But by the time we get there, it's about 5:35, 45 there. We can hear them about 40 yards ahead of us, but it's really thick, the wind's icy, and it's getting late. So Tim pulls the plug on the hunt, which is probably the best call. But we GPS their location. They seem to think, you know, this is my first time, but they seem to think that they're not going far. They're like that area. There was tons of sign in there that we'll get back on pretty soon, first thing in the morning. The bull, we do get a look at him. He's a good bull, you know, but any bull right now would work. But
he's a very, very good bull. He seems to think that we'll get back on him as do all the trackers, because they were betting on the way out. They were talking, you know, picking up. I don't speak the language, but I pick up a little bit of what they say, and I'm like, what are they talking about? And they said they were betting that you'd have it down by 8:30 tomorrow. So, hopefully that's the case. I mean, good spirits. Everything's great here.
hope all you guys have a happy Father's Day. And I know I will. I'm one of the elephants in the mall, but I couldn't ask for anything more. Couldn't ask for anything.